This is Colorado Matters from KCFR News. I'm Ryan Warner. Cap, gown, and cold hard cash. It won't be quite that simple for graduates of Colorado State University Pueblo, but the school will soon become the first in the state to offer tuition refunds to students who manage to get their degrees in 4 years. School officials say they're not trying to bribe slackers. They're looking to motivate students who may be juggling full-time jobs and families. The president of CSU Pueblo is Joe Garcia. Welcome to Colorado Matters.
Well, thank you, Ryan. I'm glad to be here.
Well, I want to know why a school should have to pay students to graduate on time.
Well, I think we've seen nationally a trend toward students taking longer and longer to graduate, and it does cost the state money when they're attending a public institution, but most of the approaches that have tried to address the issue have been punitive. We'd like to figure out a way that provides an incentive and a financial incentive, because it is difficult for students. They change their majors, they have to work, they may have family responsibilities. We want to support them so that they can get out more quickly and get into the workforce, and it's frankly in our interest, too, to provide the financial incentive.
Well, I guess I'd understand. Why isn't it a bonus to have them staying longer? It seems to me that they would be paying more in tuition.
Well, that's exactly right. For those who stay and graduate in 5 years or 6 years or longer, we're collecting tuition for that much longer. But frankly, it's just not very good for the students, because for the same reason, they're paying tuition that much longer and they're out of the workforce. We think part of our job as educators is to help them finish and get started on the next phase of their lives, even if it's not financially the most sound decision for us.
How many of your students graduate in 4 years right now?
18%, and I hate to tell you that number almost. It's unfortunate, but we have a lot of non-traditional students who are working and who have family responsibilities, and a lot of our students, frankly, leave and transfer to another institution after they've completed their first year or two. That's why this plan makes financial sense for us, but might not make financial sense for another institution.
So what are the percentages, say, for 5 or 6 years?
Well, for 5 years, it's about 23 to 24%. For 6 years, it's just a little over 30%.
Is there anything to indicate that the longer you take to graduate, the more likely you are not to?
Absolutely. I think each year we see some bleeding out of an existing class. I mean, things happen to young people and not so young people with family responsibilities or health issues or financial reasons. And so the sooner they can finish and move on, the more likely it is they're going to finish altogether.
So your thought behind offering this kind of incentive would also be to keep, well, to make sure more people are graduating.
Absolutely. I mean, our goal here, and we have a couple of strategic objectives at our institution that include increasing the four-year graduation rate, but overall simply increasing our retention rates. We want students who start to finish. We want them to walk away with a degree and not just debt.
Well, let's get down to brass tacks. How much money are you offering?
Well, what we're offering is the student's final semester tuition, up to $1,500. So they'd essentially get back 100% of their final semester's tuition, and we'd give them that check at the same time we give them their diploma.
Now, what about a student who does make a major change or changes his or her mind throughout the course of the education? Are they just up a creek?
Well, it's certainly going to be harder for them to qualify for the bonus, or the incentive, rather. But they can. It would mean, though, that they would have to take perhaps more than the standard 15 hours per semester, or more likely, they would take a course or two in the summer. That's always an option.
So do you have any sense of how much this will affect numbers?
Frankly, Ryan, we can only guess right now. We think that it will pay off for us if we can hang on to even half of the students who currently transfer and graduate from another institution within 5 years.
Now I have to ask, do they transfer to those other institutions for prestige or what?
I think there's a variety of reasons. I think a lot of them do transfer because of a perception of greater prestige at one of the other universities. I think very often it's simply students who are from Pueblo, who wanted to be at home for their first couple of years and then are anxious to move away at some point. We think they can move away, and that is move away from home, but come live in our residence halls or live in an apartment. But we want to make it possible and, in fact, attractive for them to finish their degree right where they started.
Now, there are students for whom something like this won't work.
There's a lot of students for whom it won't work. Students who can't go full-time because of family or work responsibilities. And we'll have to look for other ways to help support those students. This is a plan that we hope will work for any student who's willing to go full-time and who has a good idea of what they want to do when they enter.
What else might keep folks enrolled at CSU Pueblo?
Well, we're addressing a lot of other issues that we think cause people to leave. One of the things that we're doing is we have an enhanced first-year academic support program. We're also trying to create a greater sense of campus life so that we have students who are not merely commuter students but who are willing to spend more time at the campus and give them more organizations and extracurricular activities in which to participate.
Can you give me an example of something that's missing, that is lacking from campus?
Well, right now, again, we have very few dorms available, so very few of our students live on campus. For those who do live on campus, there's a limited range of opportunities, that is, student clubs, on-campus activities, and partly that's a result of having so few students who are on campus 24/7. So we're adding a recreational center, we're adding a student athletic field, and we're going to add more student clubs and organizations and more student-oriented events on campus.
I heard there's even talk of adding a football team.
I knew you would get to that, Ryan. Yes, there is talk about that. There's a lot of excitement about that in Pueblo. We do want to add not just a football team, but a women's track and field program and a men's wrestling program. We want to use those to, again, bolster enrollment and create a sense of excitement and campus spirit.
There's some who think, though, that adding teams, especially a football team, is going to detract from academics.
And that's always possible if you are taking resources away from academic programs. We are only going to move forward with athletic programs to the extent that we have outside donor support that will make it possible for us to do it without taking away from academic programs. And if we do it the right way, we will be able to add to academic programs. In Colorado, at publicly funded institutions, frankly, you only get resources to the extent that you have students. And if you want to increase the resources available to support academic programs, you need to grow your student enrollment.
And so you're saying if you add the football team, you'll get more butts in the classrooms and therefore more money and more programs, more academic programs.
Exactly.
Okay. Well, so is there someone from the outside who's offering up cash for this football team?
Yes, there is. There's actually several someones who are very interested and who felt that their success, their ability to go to school and get a degree, was based in large part on their ability to go there on an athletic scholarship and to have the opportunity to compete. Once they were at the university, they discovered that they could do well in the classroom, and they've since become very, very successful businessmen in the community. And so they want to see those same opportunities afforded to people coming to the university now.
Can you name them?
I'd rather not. I think that's up to them to step forward. But they are former. Some of them are former football players.
How soon do you think we'd see a football team?
Well, we have to get the approval of the Board of Governors. We have several things that we would need to do in the interim. But I think we could, if we move quickly, be in a position to field a team and play games by the fall of 2008.
So, President Garcia, I wonder if I could go back to the idea of these tuition refunds. If this works, do you think it's going to catch on? I mean, are other institutions looking to CSU Pueblo as a kind of laboratory for this?
I think they will, but it will be a particular kind of institution. It will have to be an institution like ours that has a relatively low four-year graduation rate. And will have to be an institution that sees a significant percentage of its successful students transfer to other institutions. So it would not work at an institution, I think, like Boulder, CU Boulder, or CSU Fort Collins. It would simply be too costly because of the number of rebates that would have to be given and because it wouldn't bring new students or hold on to existing students.
And do you think that it points to a larger trend in higher ed?
I think it does. I think that we see a much greater mobility among students than we used to. That is, it's not uncommon now for students to graduate after attending 2, 3, sometimes 4 different institutions. So we'd like to get those students, again, to finish exactly where they've started.
And I imagine those are students that are not traditional age either.
Well, I think we see a lot of students now who are not traditional age, who've allowed family responsibilities or job responsibilities to intervene and want to go back to school. My mother is a good example. She started her higher education when she was 56 years old. She started at a community college. She ultimately got her associate's degree and transferred it to a 4-year university and got her bachelor's degree at 63. Frankly, anything we can do to encourage people to get an education at any point in their life, I think, is something that is very desirable and something that ought to be the mission of every institution of higher education.
And if a 50-something comes to CSU Pueblo and manages to graduate in 4 years, they'd get the tuition refund.
Absolutely.
Well, thank you very much for being with us.
Well, thank you, Ryan. It's been a pleasure.
Joe Garcia is president of Colorado State University, Pueblo.